everyone, and welcome to the Soul Sweets, which is the complement to our episode of the Soul Fed Cyber Show with Brianna Farringer. Brianna is joining me for this Soul Sweets because we talked a lot about scarcity and money mindset and ways to identify it and potentially resolve it. And during this Soul Sweets, we are talking about how Brianna is able to use the Akashic Records to not only have people make more money, but also to unlock their money blocks as well. So I'm going to hand over the mic to Brianna to explain what in the heck the Akashic Records are.
So the Akashic Records are a non-physical database or library of information. And so what I kind of tell people to think of is, like, you know, everything that's happening all around us every day in our lives, our thoughts, our actions, our experiences are being recorded in the energy of things all around us. And it allows us access to go back in and access it so that we can use it to live our most aligned lives. And so when I say that, it's kind of, I kind of think of it like almost like a history book, or like a book of everyone's journey, their soul's journey, because it's a record of past, present, and potential future for every soul that has ever, you know, been on a journey, whether in the physical form or not. And so it's kind of like a history book for each of us. And we have the ability to access our own records. It's a form of divine guidance. It's infinite. And we can actually access it to get information about how to live our most, you know, joyous aligned lives. And so in addition to being a source of divine guidance and information, it's also an energy healing modality. So if you're not familiar with what that is, another healing modality is Reiki. It's not the same, but I'm just throwing that out there because that might be something that people have actually heard of. Reiki is a form of energy healing. The Akashic Records is another form of energy healing, but in addition, it's a source of information and guidance. It's been referred to as the Google search for your soul. And it is very much like doing a Google search. So if you think of it from that perspective, I am the computer. So people type in a question and I just relay the message to you from the records. So that's what happens in sessions with people that I'm, you know, that hire me or engage me to assist them with divine guidance about whatever topic it is they're looking for. Although I do specialize in some things, which we'll talk about, but they will ask me questions. I will channel the information from the records and I will relay the information to them. And so it is a form of guidance and healing that is not particularly well known. And it was something that I was guided to myself. I had no idea what it was. Like, what is this thing that I keep getting messages about? Why am I being guided here? But I'm glad I listened, because as a result of using the records for myself, I've healed chronic health issues that I've had for many years. I've healed a lot of things that I have been trying to work on for many years using other modalities and therapies that really just weren't getting to the root of things and helping me really make big shifts. And so once I started to see all of the huge shifts that I was making in my life, I really felt compelled to offer it to other people. And so now I do offer it as a service to other people. And I specialize in using the Akashic Records for business and for money mindset. If people have heard about this modality before, and I'm guessing most people have not, a lot of people use it for past life information, or they do, you know, ancestral healing. There's a lot of different ways to utilize it. And I also can get that information for people. I just like to specialize in business and money, because I think those are really fun. And those are things that have been the most aligned for me as I've, you know, gotten into the work.
I love that. Yeah. Thanks for that definition. So what are some ways that the Akashic Records could potentially assist? I know your jam is money mindset and business. So can you give us some, you know, potential examples or use cases of how the Akashic Records could be useful in these regards?
Yeah, I mean, I think in addition to those two, I like a common theme among people who typically come to see me are people who are feeling stuck or they're not sure what to do, like in some area of their life. And so, maybe they just need a little bit of guidance on how to move from point A to point B. A lot of people that have worked with me are people that are going through pretty big life transitions, like career changes, and they're needing, just more guidance on the most aligned way to move from something they've been doing for a long time to moving into something new. And so that can lead into the business piece, but I do kind of help people through any kinds of transitions that they're going through in their lives, particularly as it relates to business. I have a 4-session program that I take people through if they're really wanting to get information about not only how to align with, I call it like the soul of your business, but getting information about all things ideal for your business, right? Like ideal pricing, ideal, packaging, if it's a, whether it's a service or a product, pricing information, ideal clients, most aligned way of marketing, types of employees to hire, just really any question that a business owner has, whether they're in the beginning of their business or whether they've been in it for a long time, these questions can be answered through divine guidance, which is not the way that most people traditionally move through, business. They're thinking about all of the logical, rational, strategic ways that you can move through things. And I'm not discounting those. Those are, work in conjunction with what I do, but it's really about getting to the soul of a person's business and finding out what is most aligned for the business and what's the best way for the person that I'm with, the owner, to run it in the way that's most aligned to bring in the most abundance, really.
And on the episode that we did, we talked about the fact that businesses and humans separately have different consciousnesses. So it's important to respect and show reverence to the soul of the business, is saying. And this is something that we as humanity can do to achieve that.
And just recognizing that we are not our business and our business is not us, that we have, we don't have to make that our identity, because we tend to get our identity so kind of blurred with our jobs and the things that we're doing. And I think it, if you start thinking of your business as its own separate kind of person or entity with its own consciousness, it allows you to kind of free up that needing to be so strongly attached and identified with it that you can't really see what's happening with it, which I do think is what happens with businesses, particularly with solo entrepreneurs, where they're doing all the work, they're running everything, and you tend to be like, I am my business is me. But when you can really start to separate it out, and something we talked about is like your business may have different needs than you do as a person. And recognizing that and being able to say, okay, my business may need something different than what I think it needs. And being open to the possibilities and what are all the different ways that something can be done outside of like business models and business strategy can be really helpful for people in how to make aligned decisions for their business.
I think it's such a paradigm shift for some people to understand that, well, of course I know what's best for my business. I'm the one who created the business, right? They're like, I'm the one who's closest tied to the business. Like my blood, sweat, and tears are in it.
Then
And
why aren't
so,
you a billionaire? You know all the answers.
And so this is just an example of kind of bringing in a different modality, bringing your ego to the side, and also, I guess, being forced to surrender to the respect that the business demands of you. Started my business, and I'm growing and learning a lot. But what I have come to know is that the business is separate from the human, and there's a level of putting your personal pride and ego to the side and surrendering to the needs of the business that needs to happen.
And understanding that a lot of it is about energy, right? Like the energy that you have is different from maybe the energy of your business. And a lot of people don't have that recognition, right? Because they are getting so like caught up in the two of them. But if you kind of look at your business as having its own separate energy, you can start to recognize like where it's lacking. And I mean, an example that I would use is like if you have two people that start the exact same business at the exact same time and they're doing the same things, one is going to be way more successful than the other. And the only explanation for that is energy, right? Like people can be taking the exact same actions, doing the exact same things. And if one person's energy off or the energy of their business is off, it's not going to attract people in the way that another person's business who's doing literally the exact same thing is. And so people don't really have recognition for that. They're like, I got to do more. I need to work more. I need to like implement more processes and strategies. And it's like, those things are great. You do need to take action, but you also need to be mindful of the mindset that you have and the energy that you have, but also what's the mindset and energy of your business. And I think people just aren't used to looking at, well, if they are into getting intuitive guidance at all, they're not traditionally used to seeing it used in the business setting. I just think it's really fun because I'm like, why wouldn't we want to use it for this, you know, very practical thing? Like, how, what's the most aligned way for me to be working in this business as opposed to just like trying and trying and trying and maybe failing, which has merit to it, by the way. I just feel like if you can go from point A to point B most quickly and efficiently, the records give you the information on how to do that. You just have to take action on it.
Yeah. I do wonder if you might be able to expand on the origin of Akashic records. And, you know, I know it's been used in multiple use cases for multiple things, but can you speak a little bit more on the origin of where this practice, this modality gave birth?
My belief is it's been in existence since the beginning of time, whenever that was, right? The beginning of any existence at all, whether it was physical life or not. But I think it's something that people always, many people had access to and they utilized, they just didn't know what it was. And it was given a name by somebody that I don't know, honestly, I think in the late 1800s, but the root of Akashic is the word Akasha, which is a Sanskrit word. And Sanskrit words, as you know, have multiple meanings, but Akasha is space or ether. And another meaning of it is kind of like the beginning of everything. And so when I take that and I think about what, like really how I view the Akashic records, it's like the energy of everything around us, right? Like every single thing around us is being recorded in the energy of the universe. And it goes into this giant library, right, that we have access to. And that's why it's called the record. You know, it's almost like I call it a history book, but it's more than history, right? It's past, present, and potential future. And the reason is because everything is happening in the now. So there's really no past, present, or future, but I call it a history book just so people can conceptualize. It's like every single thing that's happening, your thoughts, your actions, your experiences are being recorded in the energy all around us. And we can use it to figure out the next best steps in our lives, as well as how to live our most, you know, joyous, aligned life. And so yeah, I mean, every time I think of Akasha, it's just like space and ether. It's all around us, right? It's everywhere. We just can't see it.
Yeah, it's limitless and expansive.
Yes.
Yep. So my other question that might be helpful for those listening who are not familiar with Akashic records, you reference record keepers.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about who they are?
Yeah. So I would think of them like a librarian. So everyone has a record keeper or record keepers. And these are souls that have not lived on this, have not lived a physical life. And they're kind of like gatekeepers for the information. So I would think of it like a librarian, right? So what I'm doing basically is I'm going to the library and I'm asking a person who's with me, I'm going to the library and asking for their book from their librarian or record keeper. And I'm basically given permission to that, to access that information. And I'm only given permission because the person who is with me and who's hired me has said, yes, you have my permission to access my records, right? And the thing about the Akashic records is that they're based in truth and love. And what that means is people can't just go in and access other people's records. And so that's why there's kind of like a keeper, you know, of the records that knows whether it's an authentic request for information or not. And if it is not, no information is going to come through, right? So I can't just go into anyone's records and get information about them. I would never want to do that anyway, by the way, because it's incredibly inauthentic. But that's really the basis of the records is it's a very loving and supportive energy, but it's based in truth and love. And so people can't just go in and access the records without getting permission from a person's record keepers. And so that's who I'm basically having a conversation with when I'm asking for information. You know, like if you were asking me questions, I would be silently asking your record keepers for the information, and they would allow what is going to best serve you to come through to me, right? So it's not a flood of information. It's the information that's going to best serve you at this time. And sometimes it's not exactly the thing that you ask for, but it's the thing that you need. So yeah, right. You always get what you need. But yeah, I mean, you really can ask anything. And that's why I say it's like a Google search for your soul. There's a few limitations. Yes or no questions do not work. This is a topic that we touched on actually in the episode. But if you're presenting the records with only two things, this or this, and that's neither of those is the answer, you're not going to get anything, right? And so that's one reason to be very expansive about how you're looking at things. Like, I'm not limited to this or this. Like, what are the possibilities for me, right? And so asking open-ended questions in the records merit the most information coming forward. And then questions starting with when don't work because the records don't provide precise timing. They'll provide information about future possibilities, just not the exact time it's going to happen, because there's so many intervening events that can take place in our lives that prevent the exact timing of things. And I really think that's true with any divine guidance. Things happen that are outside of our control, but you can get information about future possibilities, like things that may happen in the future, just don't know the when of it.
To your point, it's like energy changes and we all have free will. So while something might be aligned or attuned to us for the future, you know, someone else has the ability to swoop in
Yeah.
and they're using their own free will to change that
Yeah.
and affect the, you know, the future of that potential occurrence. So yeah, I think that's one thing that people forget is it's like we're all rudely reminded that
Yeah.
everyone has free
Yes.
will.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, and what I would say is, I mean, there's so many things that I find that are amazing about this modality, but one of the things that is really useful that I use it for, particularly as it relates to money mindset, is getting to subconscious things that we have no recognition of in our day-to-day life, like things that are affecting us that otherwise I don't know how you would honestly figure them out. I've had many occasions where I've got information and I'm like, how would I have ever figured this out through any other way? I'm like, I just don't have any idea. And so I feel like it's really good at getting to things that we don't recognize that are affecting us, things that would be very hard for us to recognize, and sometimes things that we're ignoring because maybe something that we don't want to deal with. And so from that perspective, I think it's one of the most quick and efficient ways of kind of getting to the root of things and how to shift things, at least for me. There's lots of different tools that we can use to make changes in our lives and figure out the next best step. But this to me is very quick and efficient. I equate it to Waze, you know, the driving app, right? Like there's a lot of ways you could go from point A to point B. The records are going to give you the most efficient way, the way that Waze, the app would, but you have to drive, right? You have to take action on it. You have to move. You have to do something to get in that direction. But if you do, things can start to change really quickly.
From my personal experience, just you know, having Brianna access my records and going through, you know, a little bit of frustration,
Yeah.
you know, Shannon, you can't ask it like this.
Yeah.
Open-ended questions. I want to
Yes.
it's a good
Yeah.
lesson, though. It's a good check. It's a good system of checks and balances. And yes, to what Brianna said earlier about the lack of information it might provide, you know, you need to just relinquish the expectation going into a session with the
Yeah.
records because you need to be open to whatever is provided and know that that's the information that you needed at that time, despite the fact that you wanted an epic encyclopedia more of information. Like that's not how this works, and they know that, and they will stay true and in their integrity with what you need to know, despite the fact that your feelings might be, you know, that you want more information.
Yeah, and the other thing that does happen, which, well, I don't know, some people may not like, which is that you might like people, we want answers to everything. We're like, I want the answer. Like, I just need to know like the answer, right? And sometimes the answer is you might be called to do something, right? So sometimes what will happen in the records is people are asking for a specific question, and I never know, sorry, what's going to come through until I'm in a session with somebody. But it might be that the response is, you need to do this thing, right? You actually need to do something to get your own answer. You might need to do this and start shifting it. So it's not just like you get all of this information and you know necessarily like, oh, I just need to go do this thing or like make this change. It's sometimes it's like you need to start making the change to get the information that's going to lead you to the thing. Do you know what I mean? Which is like, yeah, so you might be actually, instead of getting the direct answer you were expecting, you might be actually called to take action on something, because it's in taking that action or doing this exercise or whatever it is that actually leads you to getting the information for yourself, which I think is better, right? Because then I think it, to me, shows me that I have so much power in what's actually happening. You know, it's like, but yeah, it's, you know, if somebody's expecting like a magic, you know, pill or a magic answer to things, it can be that sometimes, but it can also be something that's like, well, in order to find out that answer, this is what you need to do, right? You like, you need to take some action on something. And so, you know, I would say it's a very powerful tool for people who are ready, willing, and able to make changes in their lives, and they want to, right? Like, yes, I'm ready to do this thing, and I'm ready to accept what's coming in, because now I'm going to probably have to take some action on it.
That's a great point. The accountability and ownership of next steps is really important. And I've had both happen. I've had sessions with you where you've told me very specific things from the records. And then I've had sessions with you that have led to more breadcrumby things. So, I did an action that led to something that I was like, okay, this is it, So both are possible and both are true. So again, going back to the fact that two things can be true at once, and to just be willing and ready to unpack whatever is in store for you is really important. And that would be probably my biggest suggestion, to just leave your ego and expectations at the door and be open to receive whatever it is. Knowing that it could be a breadcrumb trail, it could be, direct information that leads you to an immediate thing or a, goal or next step that you're trying to achieve. Or it could be some breadcrumbs that, to your point, lead to like a secondary or tertiary thing, and then, something launches from that. So whatever it is, it's divine guidance. It's these divine breadcrumbs, regardless, getting you to, your aligned purpose. And I have a deep respect for that, and a deep respect for what you do, Brianna. I'm
Thank
grateful.
you. Thank you so much.
And is there anything else you would like to add in terms of our, very brief exploration of the Akashic Records and what they mean to you, and how they can be used for the good of the realm?
Yeah. I mean, I would just tell people not to get caught up in the words Akashic Records, right? Like, if you go see a guide or a healer, typically they're not telling you how they access their information, right? And so, and what I mean by that is like the source of the information is not always that clear to people. And so I think with this modality, it feels like it's different somehow. And I just want to explain, it's not like it's different from other divine guidance. It's just a different tool that's used to access divine guidance, if that makes sense. And so if you are somebody who's curious about it, or you've had, you know, readings or sessions with other guides or healers, it's just a really fun tool. And I would, you know, I still see other guides and healers. I see you. I love perspectives of other people and the tools that they use. And so I would say this is just another tool that you can use to make really big changes in your life, if you want to, you know, let that in. But don't get caught up in like the terminology of it, because it's really just like a way of getting information that can help you make really aligned decisions in your life. And it's also energy healing. It can shift things, it can move energy, sometimes without people having to do anything at all. You know, it just depends on the person. But it, to me, it's just really fun. You know, it's helped me make changes in my life. The people that I work with have made really big changes. And so if you're curious about it, I think it's really fun. Try it.
the phrase Akashic Records, it gives Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
Okay.
I
It's giving Game of Thrones big
People
time.
just shut off. They're like, I don't know what she's talking
They're like,
about.
what is
Yes.
happening? No, don't take me to that dimension.
Yeah.
No, but
Yeah.
it's a fantastic tool, and Brianna did a terrific job of explaining, you know, what it is, what happens, what goes down, and how it can be used effectively for humans and business. And you know, the verbiage is just, it's just a name.
Yeah.
It is a great tool to access and connect more to yourself. Honestly, it's the
Yeah.
breadcrumbs of your soul or the business soul. So it's a wonderful consideration, and that's what, you know, the podcast is really trying to debut. New to you, not new to
Yeah.
the history of the universe, but new to you, possibilities for expansion and growth and transformation in your life and your career and business. So thank you again, Brianna, for
Thank
sharing.
you.
Again, this is Brianna Ferringer. Catch her on briannaferringer.com, as well as LinkedIn and Instagram. And I will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.